West Virginia Senator Jay Rockefeller chairs the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee. He traveled west to the Capitol about four blocks to share lunch with the Business Software Alliance's 2010 Cybersecurity Forum at the museum. His focus, Senate Bill S-773, the Rockefeller-Snow Cybersecurity Act.
When it comes to cybersecurity, the familiar regulation versus leave it to the marketplace debate dominates all hearings, right? It's always one or the other. It's a very dangerous and false choice. The government cannot do this on its own, and neither can the private sector. And again, you're the recipient of 85% of all of this. So this has been demonstrated and it's been proven. We will only succeed if we do work together and continue to.
Chairman Rockefeller says the overarching theme of S-773 is one of shared responsibility, reflected, he says, in the fact that both the public and the private sectors need to contribute to the successful outcome of this cybersecurity bill. Rockefeller took note of the fact that along with a similar measure recently passed by the House, another bill by another Senate committee also claiming jurisdiction over cybersecurity is also making its way to the floor.
But there's still a lot of work to do. We've got our colleagues in the Homeland Security Committee, and of course they want to have their own bill, which is fine. The more bills, the better. I don't really mean that, but I thought it was important to say.
Rockefeller told the BSA luncheon that because the federal cybersecurity bureaucracy will never be able to keep up with advances in technology, and because leaving things to the private sector alone when it comes to cybersecurity will never work, he and Maine Senator Olympia Snowe are trying to write a new model of what cybersecurity means.
The bill calls for developing a cybersecurity strategy and identifying the key roles and responsibilities of all the players, private and public, who will respond in a time of crisis. That starts with a Senate-confirmed national security advisor. That was controversial, probably still is controversial, who will answer directly to the president, coordinate the government's cybersecurity efforts, and collaborate with the private sector. Now, we think that's really important. We really think that's important. In particular, our bill provides for unprecedented information sharing between the private sector and the government. Well, if you've worked with the intelligence community, if you try to get, information sharing, good luck. We've passed bills, we have directors of national intelligence, we've done all kinds of things, and it's still really, really hard to get the government to talk to the government. Under critical national security situations. We can't have that in this matter. In particular, our bill provides for unprecedented information sharing, and it includes access to classified threat information for cleared private sector executives.
Rockefeller also addressed concerns by a number of privacy and good government groups that his cybersecurity bill constitutes a wholesale taking of the Internet.
Nothing could be further from the truth. We have worked closely with you and other stakeholders to refine the language, and in case there is any remaining confusion, let me be clear. This bill does not create any new emergency powers for the president or anyone else in government. It does not. It simply requires all key players to get together ahead of a crisis and prepare. If we have a Cyber Katrina or a Cyber 9/11, we want quick, effective action, not bureaucratic confusion. The bill also creates a dynamic cycle of market-driven innovation in professional training and cybersecurity products and services. Companies that excel will be recognized for their excellence, and companies that fall short will implement a remediation plan driven by the market and facilitated by the government.
The West Virginia Democrat says much of the success of his cybersecurity bill will depend on what industry brings to the table.
And we expect that if the private sector takes the lead, as laid out in our bill, the standards and certification will be flexible and dynamic. Hear those words, will be flexible and dynamic, not bureaucratic and not burdensome. For those who are still unhappy with our proposal, we welcome your ideas and your alternatives. We don't want complaints. We want better suggestions, better ideas. Complaints don't interest. I mean, you can lead out with a complaint, but you can't end up with the complaint. Got to have an idea that's better. But you must genuinely be of the understanding that accountability is non-negotiable. It has to be, if this is going to work. It has to be. Thank you.
West Virginia Senator Jay Rockefeller. At the museum, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.